Father, come now by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you may fill the hearts of your people, Lord, and especially that you might fill your servant Mike. And Lord, we pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts might be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, good evening. Just a few words, and then if they're willing to, I'm going to let those who are our special guests tonight say a word or two if they'd like. But we've come to be a part of the baptism over the last few months. He's been attending our Alpha class. I knew him before that a little bit through Jeannie, his fiance, and just really love Mike, really appreciate him, really appreciate the person that he is, his honesty. And, you know, in a lot of ways, I really picked, Mike, the scriptures out for you. I was thinking particularly of you. This is a kind of an unusual service, but one that really fits in the ancient tradition of the church, that you'll be prepared for baptism throughout Lent, and then on Holy Saturday, you'll be baptized, so that Easter Sunday morning would be the first time you receive Holy Communion, which is pretty cool. And so it's, but I picked these scriptures out because I felt like in so many ways they expressed your faith journey as you've shared it with me. And just a reminder to each of us that we respond by faith to the God who has graciously sought us out. And one of the first things I remember Mike saying to me is that at some point in his life, he began to realize that God had some purpose in his life, that some reason he was keeping him safe and drawing him to himself. And I think that's, in our own way, exactly what each of us who come to Christ figure out, is that God has been pursuing us long before we even thought about turning to him. Grace, the free gift of God, always precedes faith. We sometimes think we found God, we discovered God, you know, we figured it out. But really, it's God who's been pursuing us. He's been wooing us. He's been reaching out to us. He's been graciously acting towards us in lots and lots of ways that we can't even understand. And we simply must respond in faith. And that's what the Romans lesson, the beginning lesson, tells us tonight, the one that we began with, Romans 10, saying that if we will confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we'll be saved. We're sitting at an interesting moment in the church calendar between Good Friday, when Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, when he that was without sin bore our sins, not just the sins of the world, but my sins, your sins. And we stand between that and the empty tomb, the resurrection on Sunday morning, what we'll worship and celebrate tomorrow, that Jesus, that death could not keep him, that he who was crucified was raised on the third day, that the power of God, that God's power over sin and death is so great that the grave could not hold Jesus. And so what we have is, we have the forgiveness of sins, and we have the power of the new life that is ours in Christ. And that's exactly what Jesus is talking about when he says in your gospel, the third gospel lesson, I guess, the John passage at the end, that unless you're baptized by water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. But God offers new life. He offers that forgiveness. He says, I have done for you what you could not do for yourself. And I offer to bring you from death to life. Baptism by water, the forgiveness of our sins, which we will demonstrate with the baptism by water in a moment. And then the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the new life. Not just that our wrong is forgiven, but that we become a new creation in Christ. That we have a new way, a new understanding of what it means to be human, and a new way of living that out. Our lives are meant to make a difference. Our lives are meant we're to be salt, preserving the world around us, to be light. I was at St. Augustine a few days ago, and I think about that lighthouse. If you've ever been there at St. Augustine or around another lighthouse at night, and you see that light going around, right? Letting people know where the cliffs are, where the danger is, and guiding people to safety. That's what we're meant to be. So then the psalmist, the fourth passage I picked, is just basically, it's this psalmist, this worshiper, who's in the temple, and he's there to make good on his vows. You see, in Israel's understanding, you made certain promises to God, and then when God comes through, you stand up among the assembly, the church, and you say, look, this is what God has done for me. You make good on your vows. God's been good to me. I'm going to express what God has done for me. And look what it says. I love this. Psalm 22, verse 23. He does not despise or abhor the poor in their poverty. That's not just physical poverty. That's spiritual poverty. It's emotional poverty. That's you know what? I don't think I've got anything to offer. God, psalmist says, God does not despise the poor in their poverty. Neither does he hide his face from them. The Bible says that God doesn't just dwell in the lofty high places, but that he dwells with the contrite heart, the brokenhearted, the humble. He does not hide his face from them. But when they cry to him, he hears them. Wherever they are, whenever they cry to him, he hears them. So the psalmist says, my praise is of him in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him. So Mike is coming tonight to receive baptism. He has believed upon the one whom God has sent, which is what we're required to do. We're required to have faith, to believe in the one who died for our sins and rose on the third day. And God gives us baptism. We don't work for baptism. We receive baptism, and we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the newness of life. So Mike comes to publicly say, I confess Jesus is Lord. I confess publicly that Jesus is the one whom God has sent. Jesus says, if you'll confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. And so Mike's come to do that. But along with Mike, he has some friends, right? Even Jesus didn't get abandoned at his hour of need. There were those few that were with him. And Mike's not alone tonight because Maria and Michael have also come, Michael Regas and Maria Sebra. And both of these guys are coming tonight because knowing that it was a baptism, they wanted to be included. And here's the reason. You see, in the Anglican tradition, like the Roman Catholic tradition, we baptize children. Scripture makes it clear that we need to be baptized, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we need to believe, we need to have faith. But it doesn't say exactly the order those things happen in. And so these two folks they were baptized as small children, or infants even, and later on in life, after walking in the world for many years, or not so many years, they have recognized that God's grace, God's pursuit of them, God's work in their life by His Holy Spirit at baptism has been going on, and they as adults have professed Christ as Lord. And so they want to come saying, you know what? These vows were made for me when I was very, very young. I want to publicly confess that the vows that were made for me, I make for myself. And so just as Mike is going to make his baptismal vows in a moment, so are Maria and Michael. So that's pretty neat. And others of us, maybe, you know, this maybe will be an inspiration to others to say, hey, you know what? I'm in the same situation. Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. Maybe at a later date, you want to do the same thing. But tonight, these have come to do that. So that's what we're about tonight. Celebrating the new life we have in Christ. Between the cross and the empty tomb. I love this day, man. I walk around on Holy Saturday. It just feels good, you know? It just feels like you're in a solid place, right? Christ crucified, Christ risen. Tonight we celebrate the new life that we can all have in Christ as Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.